I like being weird. Welcome to I Like Being Weird, a podcast about what it's really like being weird and embracing your weirdness. My name is Sarah Lynn. I'm a weirdo, a socially awkward nerd whose weirdness spills over into all aspects of my life. I try to embrace my weirdness, but sometimes my own brain stops me from doing so. But I always find it's easier to embrace who I am than it is to change myself for everyone else around me. I wanted to start this podcast because I know I'm not the only person who, when put into situations with normal people, feels so awkward and out of place. I can't be the only one who can't stand some of the guidelines that society puts on us. And I'm definitely not the only one who can't help but to correct people in the wrong situations or can talk about really weird topics for hours on end. I've been wanting to start a podcast for a while, but I just couldn't come up with anything. Then I went shopping for families in need with the company I work for. I was placed in a group of people who might be deemed as normal, as in they follow society's guidelines for how to act and how to dress, which is fine, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, it's just not who I am. Anyway, the whole time I felt so awkward and out of place, anything I suggested was ignored, anything I said I was given looks like you're being really weird, and I was actually trying to pick out pretty generic things, but apparently they just weren't right. It definitely felt like I was in high school again, because I was just not being taken seriously, it was incredibly frustrating. Then we went back to our office for our Christmas party, and I got drunk, because that's what I do in those situations. It's what I do at family gatherings when I can't help but feel out of place, because I don't think I grew up to their expectations, so I shut myself out and I start to drink. I don't recommend it, but it definitely loosens me up, and I end up talking more openly, and people seem to accept me a little more. It's probably not the most healthy strategy, and I don't recommend it. It's really not worth the hangover. And don't get me wrong, my coworkers and my family, they're really nice people. I'm just a socially awkward nerd with anxiety issues. I also want to point out that I am not a professional psychologist. I'm not a communications expert. I'm just a weirdo who loves other weirdos. So I decided the topic for my podcast was going to be about how weird people really are. And you may be asking, what makes you so weird? You sound kind of normal. Well, have you ever had the desire to decorate your master bathroom in only octopus decor? I have. Do you have an anxiety disorder that makes you throw whatever is in your hand at the moment across the room? Because I do. Do you have a cupboard full of tiny boxes because you just can't throw them out even though you'll never use them? I do. I'm actually running out of space for my tiny boxes and tiny bottles. Those are just a few examples. I also never know what to say in conversations and end up correcting people at the wrong times because I can't help it. I also occasionally like to brag about how good at spelling I am, and if I could, I would 100% leave my life behind to live on Mars as long as my husband comes with me. My favorite books are A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, The Martian, and Harry Potter. So maybe none of those things are very weird, but if I want to have a deep conversation about A Tree Grows in Brooklyn by Betty Smith, there is no one I know who has read the book as many times as I have, and I have gone so deep down the rabbit hole with Harry Potter, there is absolutely no getting out. What the heck did Hagrid do with Harry Potter after he picked him up from the Potter's house? There was an entire day between when Voldemort tried to kill him and when Hagrid dropped him off. What did they do? I could go on. So this podcast isn't about me, I promise, and you won't have to listen to just my voice. I plan on bringing in some guests sometimes. I'd also like to talk about famous people in history who were deemed as weird. I also want to talk about characters in movies and books that I relate to that no one else seems to get. And at some point, I'd like to discuss how mental disorders make us come off as weird, such as anxiety, depression, autism, etc. I have so many ideas for this podcast. Anyway, that's my first episode. Thanks for listening, and keep being your weird self! I Like Being Weird is produced by Sarah Lynn Dobler. Cover art is created by Sarah Lynn Dobler. The music is Quirky Dog by Kevin McLeod. You can find all attributions in the show notes. Thanks for listening!